Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mel Roach. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burhell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Will hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Roach takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Amalfitano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Davenport moves to third. Amalfitano moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Bob Anderson now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Anderson covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Heist is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bertel hits a line drive towards third. Davenport catches it and throws to second to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Alou. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Roach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Roach hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bertel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bertel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive towards short. Banks catches it and throws to first to double up Pagan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heist moves to third. George Freese pinch hits for Bob Anderson. George Freese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heist scores. Bertel moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a line drive beyond short. Pagan can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Freese moves to second. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to home to get Bertel. Freese moves to third. Will moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel right now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Right fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mays hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Heist. Mays reaches second base with a double. Amalfitano goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist. Keene reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Mel Wright. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Curtis now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Giants. Harvey Keene batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cepeda moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. 1 out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cepeda scores. Keene moves to second. It's 11-1, Giants. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Mike McCormick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Pagan scores. McCormick moves to third. It's 13-1, Giants. Joey Amalfitano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Amalfitano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer catches it and throws to first to double up Davenport. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing center field. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Roach moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with McCormick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alou hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-1, Giants. Felipe Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Alou hits a pop-up towards first. Roach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 14, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Joe Schaefer-Noth. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 14, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.